There's good news coming out of Syria. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A Christian on the ground's reporting that ISIS has released 24 more Assyrian Christians. More than 200 were abducted last week as ISIS took Assyrian villages in Syria. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle's thanking you for praying, but don't think ISIS is easing up. They're not. But don't get discouraged either.
If you watch the news at night, you have to conclude the body of Christ is getting creamed. And you know, that just couldn't be farther from the truth. We are seeing faster underground church growth in Syria than we've ever known about.
Get his new book, Killing Christians, to learn more about new believers. Meanwhile, the Choctaw are a Native American tribe in the southeastern U.S. Their latest New Testament translation completed in 1832, and it doesn't connect with today's generation.
The churches are losing their young people. The churches are getting smaller and smaller.
That's why Wycliffe Bible Translators Laura Christel Horling serves on the Choctaw Bible Translation Project. The team drafted a more modern Choctaw New Testament. Some parts have been published. Other parts are being checked now. Horling says as they near their goal, they need two things.
Praying and giving right now, we need to mobilize both. The spiritual resistance is very real.
And Burundi's one of Africa's poorest countries, but that's changing. Food for the Hungry is helping a man named Claver. A cow was his first step in the right direction. Well, actually four. First, the help he received came through the local church where he heard the gospel. Then he learned the how-tos of self-sustaining farming. That was followed by a healthier family and a source of income to boot. Pray FH continues this work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want good news you won't get anywhere else? Free? Sign up for our free daily e-news blast at missionnews.org. Click on the banner, fill out the information, and voila, that's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.